A few instants later, Tatiana had come up almost noiselessly and was standing in the doorway. "What are your orders, Gavrila Andreevich?" she said in a soft voice. The steward looked at her intently. "Well, Tanyusha," he said, "would you like to be married? Our lady has chosen a husband for you."
"Yes, Gavrila Andreevich, and whom has she deigned to name as a husband for me?" she added falteringly.
"Kapiton, the shoemaker."
"There is one difficulty. You know the deaf man, Gerasim. He's courting you, you see. How did you come to bewitch such a bear? But, you see, he'll kill you. Very like he's such a bear."
"He'll kill me, Gavrila Andreevich. He will kill me, and no mistake."
"Kill you? Well, we shall see about that. What do you mean by saying he'll kill you? Has he any right to kill you? Tell me yourself."
"I don't know, Gavrila Andreevich, about his having any right or not."
"What a woman! Why? You've made him no promise, I suppose."
"What are you pleased to ask of me?"
The steward was silent for a little, thinking.
"You're a meek soul.
Well, that's right," he said aloud. "We'll have another talk with you later. Now you can go, Tanyusha." "I see you are not unruly, certainly." Tatiana turned, steadied herself a little against the doorpost, and went away. "And perhaps our lady will forget all about this wedding by tomorrow," thought the steward. "And here I am worrying myself for nothing. As for that insolent fellow, we must tie him down. If it comes to that, we must let the police know." "Ustinya Fyodorovna," he shouted in a loud voice to his wife, "heat the samovar, my good soul." All that day Tatiana hardly went out of the laundry. At first she had started crying, then she wiped away her tears and set to work as before. Kapiton stayed till late at night at the gin shop with a friend of his, a man of gloomy appearance, to whom he related in detail how he used to live in Petersburg with a gentleman, who would have been all right, except he was a bit too strict, and he had a slight weakness besides. He was too fond of drink, and as to the fair sex, he didn't stick at anything. His gloomy companion merely said yes, but when Kapiton announced at last that, in a certain event,